little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
We're now going to talk about bedwetting. Matthew, age 6, has come to see you with his mother. Mum has been concerned that Matthew has started occasionally wetting the bed at night, and that's been going on for the last few months. He didn't have a problem before.
So, I'm just going to explain a little bit to you about bedwetting and what we need to do. Is that okay?
Yes, Doctor.
First of all, do you know much about bedwetting? 1 in 10 of all 6-year-olds wet their beds at night. We should do a urine test for an infection and sugar, since Matthew has been dry for a while until recently, and that's just to make sure that he doesn't have an infection or there isn't any other physical problem that's causing his bedwetting. Does that make sense so far?
Yes, Doctor.
Okay. Sometimes bedwetting can be worse or come back if there's anything stressful going on in a child's life at school or within the family. Can you think of anything that might have been going on recently?
Well, we moved house a few months ago and it has been hard. The kids have started a new school and it's taking them time to get settled in. I hadn't realized that might be affecting Matthew in this way. What can I do, Doctor?
Simple things that you could try at home are using star charts to reward dry nights. You can reassure Matthew that it's not his fault and get him to help change the bed after wet nights. This isn't as a punishment, but it's just to give him some responsibility. And I would also don't let him have any caffeine, including fizzy drinks after lunchtime. Let him drink more through the day, but nothing after 6 p.m. at night. Does that make sense so far?
Yes, Doctor. Somebody has mentioned some alarm clocks.
Yes, alarms can help, and there are some other treatments that may be worth thinking about. If you like, I could give you a leaflet with some information about that.
Yes, please.
Okay. See how you get on with the star charts and changing his fluid intake, and perhaps I could see you back in a month.
Yes, sure, Doctor.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.